to talk to Chris Dahlberg. And this came about, actually, this chat, because I was talking to somebody else. We're not mentioning any names. And he said, since the flood events, I've got mould in my unit. And I've spoken to the body corp, and they're not doing anything about it at the moment. And that's a pretty severe health hazard, one would imagine, if you've got mould. This particular individual is living somewhere else, I believe, at the moment as a result. And there's me thinking, we'll go and have a chat with one of the members, you know, probably within the complex of the body corporate, talk to one of the members. But no, they're in Melbourne. And they don't seem to really be too worried about it, apparently. That got me thinking. And as a result, we've got Chris Dahlberg in the studio, who knows a bit about body corporates. Firstly, good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me on, Gezza.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah. And I was a little shocked, not only that I'll just use that one example, not only the address of mould in a room, which is a severe health hazard, hasn't been addressed, but the fact that the members of the body corporate are probably about 3,500 miles away, and, you know, out of sight, out of mind, I suppose is a good term to use, but yeah. it is an issue. Tell us more, mate.
Well, one of the things we've got to get right, you need a lot of patience for this, right. obviously. Your terminology's got to be right.
Mm.
And you've got to gain an understanding. You used the terminology, the members of the body corporate living in Melbourne.
Mm.
Some of them do. The All committee right. of the body corporate basically lives in Melbourne.
Right, okay.
So you've got quite a lot of owners or members of the body corporate, which are owners, lot owners of the body corporate, that actually live here. And it's changed since my time in Port Douglas, and I've been here almost 40 years. Just about all of the body corporate units were used for holiday letting. Now, that's changed mm. over time, but just more recently, it's changed even more, and people are now living in their units. Now, it depends on what the zoning of the body corporates are, and you can have, for instance, most of them back in the old days, and most of them still now, would be tourism accommodation. But some are medium-density residential, and that means that you can buy a unit and live in it. Now, what's happened, of course, we've got an enormous problem with accommodation right throughout Australia, and we've always had some sort of problem with Port Douglas, and now we're finding out that it's going from holiday letting to residential people living in their own places. It hasn't gone the whole hog yet, but it's changed. It's changed enough that you have residents, a lot of them downsized like myself, a lot of them have a bit of age to themselves, a lot of them retired from quite important jobs and so on, and they know how to run businesses and so on, and they're living in accommodation which is not getting the proper attention it deserves because committees are living in Melbourne or New Zealand or whatever.
So you may have people that are involved in the body corporate locally, but the decision makers or elsewhere, is that
more or less it.
Mm.
But there are ways to overcome it. The committee doesn't have the be-all and the end-all. They run the day-to-day sort of stuff, but there are certain things they can't do. And it really need to know how we're governed. And if you start with the Body Corporate and Community Management Act of 1997, which is one of the oldest ones in Australia, and then you have regulations to certain modules. Now, we've got about five different modules in the body corporate and community management. The ones that you have in Port Douglas, for instance, would be commercial, which would look after shops and industry type things. What would be some of the others? Standard, that's the default, if you like, module. And then you've got accommodation. Now, a lot of the resorts would have accommodation modules, and they have certain regulations that you've got to follow. So if you've suddenly just bought a unit in Port Douglas and you're not aware of any of these things, it's hard to follow, and especially if you haven't got any background in legal things. You've really got to go through a lot of things. I wrote down some things. The Act itself is 427 pages
wow.
long.
Yeah. So it sounds a bit like, you know, when you try to get insurance after, say, like a recent event, and they make the whole process so complex, you just put it to one side and put it in the too hard bin.
It is complex. Mm. It is complex, but you've got to be able to navigate your way through it. So that act, that's your starting point, if you like. It's got a contents page to it that tells you around about where it is. And if you go searching for it, you might come up with the right answer, you may not. Mm. So there are other things that can happen. You can actually ring the staff of the body corporate and community management on an 1800 number. I can give it to you if you like.
Mm. Yeah.
1800 060 119, and that's a callback service. And if you've got, they won't give you legal advice, but they'll advise you on the act and the modules and so on, where you're having a problem and what you can do about it. And I've used the service quite a lot. And I think if anybody, like the person you were talking to before, has got a problem like that, jump straight onto that 1800 number and ask, what can we do?
1-800-060-119, just for those that missed it. That's a good point. Thanks for that, Chris.
So now you've